Mornings with Ed. And is there any better way to start the week off than with a great live performance and conversation with a great band? I got Greg Antista, Jessica Kaczmarek, and the Lonely Streets in studio. Their new album is called Shake, Stomp, and Stumble. It comes out on the 17th. It's on Primal Beat Records. We're going to talk about everything revolving around that album, and also Greg's long history here in Orange County and the punk scene and places we may have crossed paths. But right now, live from our Pearl Street studios, Laguna Beach, welcome Greg Antista, Jessica Kaczmarek, and the Lonely Streets, and she showed up with the cops in a U-Haul van.
One, two, three, four. She showed up with the cops in a U-Haul van. I tried to plead my case, she won't understand. I'm a man without a mission, an untreatable condition. She showed up with the cops in the U-Haul van. I thought I was the one stuck to you like glue. You're not in rusted armor, now you run me through. I tried to be there when you turned out the light. I curse a dark and endless night. I curse a dark and endless night. She showed up with the cops in a U-Haul van. I tried to plead my case, she won't. An untreatable condition. She showed up with the cops in a U-Haul van.
Greg Antista, Jessica Kaczmarek, and the Lonely Streets. And first of all, welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Ed.
All right, man. Glad to have you this morning. Now, a song like that has to have actually happened.
Ask Greg all about it.
Sadly, it's a conglomeration of many events in my life. Maybe it didn't all happen in one day, but it happened.
All of it together, right?
Yeah.
So the new album is Shake, Stomp, and Stumble. It comes out on the 17th. It's on Primal Beat Records. Can we pre-order that, by the way?
Yeah, you can. GregAntista.com.
All right.
It is recommended that you pre-order it.
Yeah. All right. That's a great idea.
Get your own copy and get some from your friends, whatever.
The pre-order is autographed, okay. And we have a stack of them to autograph.
Oh, right on.
And then I'm off to the post office.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You got a couple of dates that you're playing in Arizona, then you're coming back out here for the record release party, right, on the 17th?
Yeah. It's going to be a blast.
Okay, and this is going on at the Garden Amphitheater in Garden Grove.
Which is great. Yeah. Garden Grove decided to bring a little nightlife back to downtown. and they're having gigs there.
You're so OC, man. This is really kind of cool. We're digging this here. And OCD as well, I'm thinking. Exactly.
And OC is about punk rock and about rockabilly and about roots music. So we have Channel 3 headlining. We've got the Rockets, one of the best rockabilly bands around on the bill.
For sure.
It's going to be a real good mashup of everybody.
We're looking forward to that. You got a new video out called Goodnight Ramona.
Yeah.
Tell me about that song a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. It's a great song. It's I think it comes from both sides of a relationship, but it's about, you know, in today's world, being too busy and understanding if somebody can't be waiting at home for you all the time.
Right, right. I saw the video. I checked the video out. I really like the atmosphere that you provide for the video. It's got that cool, it has almost like a 90s retro video look to it, and the feel could be anytime.
We were hoping to do that.
We're kind of going, our director, who's really great, up-and-coming director, Marcella Marie, she was going for like kind of 1960s kind of madman kind of vibe to it.
Right.
And I think she really captured it, and we had really great time and super, super happy with the results.
Agreed.
Really
the couple that you had play, I guess the girl Ramona and the guy that's on the other side of the table and dancing with her eventually, yeah, they hit that madman note. Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're Brazilian actors, too. Our director's Brazilian, so we've got an international kind of cast for the video, which was really cool.
Oh, that is cool. Now, Greg, you've been in Orange County for a while. You were in a band called Joyride.
Back in the day.
And that was with Steve Soto.
Correct.
Who we unfortunately lost last year.
Yeah.
You grew up with Steve.
He was a good childhood friend. I met him at Troy High School in 1980. That year, I mean, things were exploding. We had guys from Social Distortion, Agent Orange, and the Adolescents all on campus,
right. All
recording those first records. And I met Steve in a drafting class, and we were tight ever since, and he's the one that kind of introduced me to the local scene.
Right, right. So I remember, and again, we talked about this when you walked in. I remember you guys playing a club I worked at the time called Live Bait. You were with the band Joyride.
Live Bait?
Yeah.
I remember Live Bait.
I used to do Hawaiian Tropic shows there. I was
like
the guy that would bring those in.
Like
it was an odd situation, but a great place to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that school, Troy High School, man, just nothing but talent came out of there, man.
It was a crazy, magical time, and back then, everybody was switching from band to band.
Right.
So all the influences were spread throughout all those bands.
Right. And you guys were that group of you were the ones that gave the Orange County punk scene legitimacy in L.A., man. Really. And that's where we started to see, okay, yeah, Orange County's coming through, man,
yeah.
Right on. Jessica, let's talk quantum physics for a minute.
All right. please no.
Jessica Kaczmarek, you have a degree in psychology?
I do.
All right.
Yeah, I went to Cal State University Fullerton, and I got a degree in music as well there. So.
Does it come in handy working in music?
Yes. I have to psychoanalyze Greg before we do shows, and I think it helps calm him, so it works out pretty well.
Now, I understand that your life changed when you saw Jimi Hendrix on television for the first time. You were actually playing the piano.
Yeah.
You saw Hendrix and just dumped the piano right then and there, right?
Sure. Yeah, my mom loved piano and just music, so she had me and my sister take piano lessons. Mm-hmm. After a while, I got tired of it, and she kind of noticed, and she didn't want me to stop playing, so she said, I don't want you to stop playing. Is there another instrument you like to play? I said, yes, the guitar, because like you said, I saw Jimi Hendrix on like TV, A&E, and it was a biography on him, and it was him at Monterey. And he's just lighting his guitar on fire. And I'm like, I want to do that. It looks pretty cool. I would like to do that. Way better than piano. So I started on that, and I just never looked back. I just would practice for like hours and hours in my room, and it just felt like, you know, natural, like an extension kind of my body, and it's just been that way ever since.
Now, when you first start practicing the guitar, obviously you were fluent in piano or fairly fluent in piano at the time.
No.
When you start practicing guitar, did you find yourself leaning toward the blues a little bit, a little Muddy Waters?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah?
It totally makes sense. You know, white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl from, like, OC is going to be wanting to play like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, but I just for some reason really love that. I mean, I listened to Jimi Hendrix, and that was his influences, so I started listening to them, and I loved it so much. So the basis of my playing has always been blues, and I play with other blues bands too and friends around town, so that's just always been a part of my whole my whole thing.
I noticed when you were just working out, right before you started, when you were working out, karate kicking and stuff like that. But when you were working the guitar out, it was just, first thing she did, bluesy notes.
That's the go-to, is the bluesy notes.
Yeah, and as a kid, Greg, always pushing boundaries, man. Always a little on the questioning authority side. Was that you?
Well, there was great bands in our neighborhoods in the late 70s.
Right.
Before punk rock really became something recognizable as punk rock.
Right.
We had a glam band called the Naughty Women in our neighborhood. We had a great rock band called the Mechanics in our neighborhood. So I was 13 and 14, and the guys like Casey Royer lived in the neighborhood, who eventually started in SD and ended the adolescence in DI.
Right.
You know, John O'Donovan, one of the first adolescents. I was jumping in those guys' cars and going to these gigs. And you didn't need to drive back then. You didn't need an ID back then. You could stick six kids in the back of a pickup truck and go to a gig.
There you go. All right, we talked about the song Goodnight Ramona. Is it okay if we hear that?
It is more than okay.
Let's do that. If you're just joining us, we have Greg Antista, Jessica Kaczmarek, and the Lonely Streets in studio. The new album is Shake, Stomp, and Stumble. It comes out on the 17th. This song is called Goodnight Ramona. Take it away. That was a lot of fun. That song was fun, man.
Thank you, Ed.
Now, I love the fact that in the video, you're describing it perfectly. You shot that video here in Orange County?
We were so fortunate. Some childhood friends of ours They live in a house that's been in their family for like 3-4 generations.
Right.
Just old school Long Beach. And so it's filled with antiques. Just, we didn't have to get a prop. We didn't have to build a set. It was all right there. We just drew the curtains, got a little atmosphere, and it all happened. Lit some candles.
It looked great. It looked a little crowded in there, too, by the way. Was that a tight spot to have a full band?
A cool sign, but
yeah,
we made it work.
Yeah, the director made us lose our amps at the last minute. And then she was asking us why we wanted to be plugged into nothing, but I just couldn't film a video without our guitars plugged in. So the chords are all just running back to the floorboards.
Jessica, you find yourself an amp snob and go with only like a Fender or something?
Yeah, I mostly play Fenders. I don't really like the sound out of different ones. I mean, right. I've played some that are not too bad, but I've tried Supros, and you know, which are pretty cool. And Marshall's not a fan. I just go with the Fenders, you know, a little tube amp. And I have a 72 Fender Pro Reverb that really just has a sound that I can't get from another amp. So
right. And together with your Gretsch guitar,
yeah,
is that what
I'm
looking
Gretsch, at? So I'm endorsed by Gretsch, so I've been fortunate enough to have them be really nice to me, and I've got some nice guitars, and I've been playing them, and they just play really great, and I just love them.
Okay. I asked the listeners if they had any questions for you, and my favorite question was from a listener. Listener Jane asks if you're any relation to Jane Kaczmarek.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah? I get that sometimes, yeah. But... yeah, no relationship whatsoever. Sorry to disappoint.
Oh, no disappointment at all. This is totally cool.
Am I ignorant to ask who Jane Kaczmarek is?
She was the mom on Malcolm in the Middle. She was that really uptight, anxious woman.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's a great actress. She's been in a million things, but yeah, she was really known for the mom in Malcolm in the Middle.
I just remember Bryan Cranston and his Tidy Whities. That's my image for that show.
Yeah, hard to forget that.
But I'm sure Jane was right in the mix there, too.
Images burned in all of our collective memories, man. So tell me, what's the difference in writing when you're not angry? As a younger guy, you wrote a lot of songs where, you know, you were angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the difference now? How has that changed?
It's progressed. I mean, we were so angry at Reagan, and there's plenty of reason to be political right now and be angry.
Right.
It's just not where I'm at in my writing, but that's what it was all about back then.
Right.
Was just conservative Orange County, the Reagan era, and seeing who we could piss off.
Yeah. And you find yourself in a different place now. And your writing is in a different place.
Yeah. Trump still makes me sick. Believe that. Believe me that. But
you got a favorite place that you write?
When we started this record, I wrote mostly songs acoustic by myself, and I still lay them down on an old boombox with a double cassette deck, and that's what makes me comfortable.
Right on. Last year, you played in a 600-year-old winery or a wine cellar in Germany.
Hello, Foxy. That's my band that I've been in since the 90s.
All right.
With my good friend Lisa Parker, and we still tour Europe. We still have fun doing that. Okay. And it's just great where the shows are over there. Oh, I mean, from soccer fields 100 miles out in the middle of nowhere to a 600-year-old castle, and the kids show up, and it's just great fun.
Right on. So I'm gonna tell you this again. If you didn't hear it, this is Greg Antista, Jessica Kaczmarek, and the Lonely Streets. The new album, Shake, Stomp, and Stumble, comes out on the 17th. It's on Primal Records. The record release party is in Garden Grove at the Garden Amphitheater. You got to check out the video. It's called Goodnight Ramona. We've been all over Goodnight Ramona here as a single, and everybody seems to be digging that, man. So right on there. Where can we find you on social media?
Greg Antista in the Lonely Streets is our Facebook and our Instagram. Greg Antista is our Twitter, and Greg Antista is our website.
And for our listeners that are in Arizona, where are the spots you're playing in Arizona? Am I putting you on the spot by saying
that?
Not
at all. Right. We are coming your way, Arizona. We're so grateful to Tav Falco. He's taking us out with him, and we are playing the Yucca Tap Room in Tempe on the 15th, and then the 16th we're playing the Flagstaff Orpheum.
Oh, fantastic. It was great having you both in studio today, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. All right. Then once again, that was Greg Antista, Jessica Kaczmarek, and the Lonely Streets, the new album, Shake, Stomp, and Stumble. I'll tell you what. Can we do one more?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Can we do one more?
Just for you, Ed.
You know what? Actually, yeah. I had a listener that wanted to hear something called Beat Down and Broken. Is that what we're going to listen to?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do that.
It's all about Orange County.
All right.
This is all about the trouble you can get into when you're in Westminster.
Let's do it again. Play us out.